The Downs family from southeast Queensland sold everything they own and moved to the remote Carnarvon Ranges to give their children experiences they'll never forget.
Here.
Nearly.
Here.
Nearly. Nearly. And stop.
Making a cup of coffee isn't as simple as flicking on the kettle anymore. First, they have to chop and collect the wood to heat their stove. Mum Hayley Downs says their new life is unrecognisable.
The closest form of store of some sort is over 2 hours away. We go just over 3 hours away. That's the closest Woolworths to get our groceries at. The hospital, the closest hospital that would be able to do anything is over 3 hours away.
Hayley and her husband Caleb, with their three children aged 5, 3 and 9 months old, sold up, leaving their life by the coast near Caboolture to move 650 kilometres near the Carnarvon Ranges on the edge of Queensland's outback. The nearest town is Injun and the closest landmark is the Carnarvon Gorge, where the landscape is rugged and protected as national park or used for cattle.
No shipping container, no storage, no nothing. We own nothing. Everything we own fit in our van and our car.
Home is a two-bedroom wooden cabin where they are caretakers on a cattle property. It's more than 2 hours away from phone service, a grocery store or hospital. Caleb's new work is a world away from his previous job in child safety, which was starting to take a toll on their home life.
You work all week so hard just to create this, pay the mortgage, keep things going and moving forward just to do the day-to-day, and you miss out really on those opportunities and those moments of just doing life in general. And I think a lot of people can relate to that in terms of just you might be present in your body, but you've got your mind thinking a million other things.
His experiences with young people in need that kept growing was a daily reminder how critical raising his own family well is.
I can't be helping or trying to provide all the support for families if I can't even be present for my own. And I want my boys and my daughter to be men and women who have the right morals and the right values and can be that is not what I'm reading and what I'm seeing.
To get inspiration for their next chapter, the couple began watching videos online of families travelling around in caravans. The decision to move was made once Caleb heard a quote.
I said, you only get 18 summers with your kids. And as at that moment, just, man, it just gripped me by my heart. And just like, and knowing my own history is that, you know, 18 is being generous. So by the time you're 14, 15, you're pretty much out doing your own thing anyway. And Jackson, he's going to be 6 this year, and that's nearly halfway, and that's terrifying. And so that's why we made the decision what we did, just to really take the opportunity and realise that this small window, which can seem massive at the moment and exhausting because we've got 3 young kids and the sleepless nights and everything like that, but I understand that this, I will be wishing this back.
There's no better playground or classroom than 10,000 hectares of bushland for 5-year-old Jackson and 3-year-old Oakley.
Me and Oakley play in the really deep water.
And find all cows in there and just go and find all the wallabies and all the big ones.
Young boys are attracted to mud and water wherever we go, no matter how cold it is.
Hayley grew up in Cairns and Caleb grew up on a small cattle property in America. Both have never lived so remote.
We do a lot of exploring the place together because there's 25,000 acres here, so there's lots to do. The boys are just in love with all the sticks and the dirt.
Hayley is usually a paediatric nurse. She's still on maternity leave with their daughter Lexi, but homeschools the boys when Caleb is at work.
Never had any intentions of homeschooling my kids beforehand, which I was a bit worried about because that was not me previously. In all honesty, I'm loving it.
Adapting to a life of isolation has been a lesson for everyone.
Everything's a learning opportunity, right? So I was doing a bit of work at the other station, and with this we were moving some dirt and found myself getting bogged and had to end up walking 10Ks to get back to the station house to try to be able to get contact just because you'd got no cell phone reception. But even on the walk back, it's just like, you know what? This is pretty awesome.
Okay, I'll help.
I can look. Okay.
Every day, the young family are becoming more self-sufficient and making memories to last a lifetime.
The original plan from what we were wanting to see was see confidence built in our children. But what I didn't realise is that being in suburbia, the comfortability and things of that actually had withdrawn our own confidence. And since we've been here, I've just seen that explode in all of us and what we're capable of doing or even putting ourselves out to do.
We felt more homely in this tiny little old two-bedroom cabin than what we did in the house that we, you know, put hours of effort and planning and hand-drawn ourselves. We're loving it. Definitely the best decision we've made for a long time.